with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia has been returned to the U.S.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego-Garcia is facing human trafficking charges from a 2022 vehicle stop.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego-Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
That vehicle stop 3 years ago was in Tennessee. The report says he was bringing in people to Maryland to perform construction work. He was never charged with a crime. Abrego-Garcia's attorneys say the government is hiding behind the misconduct of mistakenly deporting him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer isn't concerned about the GOP mega bill's fate in the Senate despite a raft of current policy disputes in need of speedy resolution. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Emmer said in an interview Thursday he's not paying attention to the comments from former Doge chief Elon Musk or others trying to derail the success of the big, beautiful bill. Emmer told reporters, quote, "What I'm thinking about is this. The bill has the largest reduction in spending and preventing the largest tax increase in history. It seals the southern border. It pays for defense. I mean, it's every one of President Trump's priorities. And, you know, I think there was some suggestion earlier this week that it was like pork-filled whatever. It's not a spending bill." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A former police chief and convicted killer known as the Devil in the Ozarks has been captured after he escaped from a prison, triggering a massive manhunt in the mountains of northern Arkansas. Grant Hardin's identity was confirmed through fingerprinting. The former police chief in the small town of Gateway near the Arkansas-Missouri border was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 443 points. This is SRN News. The Department of Health and Human Services has released a groundbreaking new report on the dangers of mixing gender, ideology, and medical practice for children and teens.
The Trump White House ordered the inquiry into and the evaluation of available data on what's called pediatric gender dysphoria treatments, most importantly, hormonal and medical treatments for children and teenagers.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says the stakes are high.
From a Christian perspective, it turns out to be more important in moral terms than the report itself. I want to say that it's very consistent with the affirmation of creation order, what you might call just basic moral sanity.
Dr. Moeller says the report makes it clear when it comes to the transgender issue, the basic battle is ideological, not medical. This is SRN News. Markets finished the week strong.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday. That marked its second weekly gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 443 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Employers slowed their hiring last month, but they still added a solid 139,000 jobs amid uncertainty over President Donald Trump's trade wars. Lululemon Athletica sank almost 20% after lowering its profit forecast for the year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Senate Republicans have made changes to their party's sweeping tax bill in hopes of preserving a new policy that would prevent states from regulating artificial intelligence. Republicans are proposing to block states from receiving federal funding for broadband if they regulate AI. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.